Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
New book coming in April 2024. Ted Obenauer, a retired executive consultant to Fortune 500 companies and a friend of Tipa's, is sharing his personal journey of living with Lewy body dementia, titled Moving Beyond Acceptance to Finding Purpose, Personalizing the Journey of Dementia. This book helps us shift our perspective on dementia and other unexpected life situations and is published in partnership with Tipa Snow's company, Positive Approach to Care. Stay tuned for more details.
Hello and welcome to Tipa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. And for those of you who don't know, Tipa is a bit of a globetrotter these days. Where have you been and what have you learned? And are there new treatments or programs that we in North America should be looking at? Because you get a chance to sort of experience many things, whereas I'm stuck in my little recording studio.
Well, there you go, Greg. But, you know, it's a good place to be from the looks of it. I think you just sort of built it. So don't be complaining about it already. My heavens, you just got there. Yeah. So far I've been three different locations in Australia, or I guess if we count, three locations in Australia. I've been to Sydney, to Adelaide, and to Melbourne. And what I'd say is it seems like the challenges to dementia are universal. The efforts to seek treatment are fairly universal. And people's efforts to support people living with dementia, there are differences, but I don't know that I'd say that there's a fix that anybody's come across that's spectacular that we that people aren't familiar with. Sort of like the Netherlands are familiar with the little town that you can create for people, you know, so they can go wherever they want and they can live in their house and then go out and do things. With Australia, I'm trying to think what would be the, and each town, each area seems to have its own thing. I think there is an effort to bring to national consciousness dementia rather than Alzheimer's, which has been a plus from where I stand, because it means people are recognizing sort of a bigger issue than just Alzheimer's. It's more. And there is a public effort to sort of start to recognize, you know, this may be happening sooner than we think, and maybe we should do something a bit different. But then when we get down to the meat and potatoes, I think the issues are still much the same. With some folks stepping ahead and saying, well, let's try, let's do this. And other places, people still holding fast to what they've done before, which is, you know, people need to have medications, people need to be taken care of, people need this, people need that. And so I think it's a spread, just like in North America and everywhere else, in Europe, everywhere I've been so far anyway.
Now, have you been to Europe on this trip? Because I know England was on the itinerary, and I think there's also Singapore or some other place.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you hoping that you can gather some? You like to come back with something out of these trips. Yeah. Besides imparting knowledge, you like to learn. You're the ultimate
Absolutely.
Learner.
Yeah, yeah. So this trip is we'll be doing Australia, which we just wrapped up, and now we're going over to, we'll actually be in Malaysia at Kuala Lumpur and meeting with folks in the Ministry of Health and carers and professionals and medical providers. We're really looking there. We need to learn what their system and what their concepts of dementia are, though we have some sense of it, before we can start to try to be helpful with what we might share into the system to see how it shifts the system. And then we're in Hawaii on this trip. Now, next trip in June, July, that'll be over to England. And in between, we'll be in Chile. So the cool part about this time, I think, is we've got three different communities. One is a large multi-site facility-based program, and then the which is Montefiore, and then Rembrandt has a small facility community, and then they also are doing incredible amounts of home care consults because the goal is to move into home care. So if I had to say something's new, there is home care. And then our third group in Melbourne that we've been working with is the a Thrive aged care consultant, and they're doing work with educating carers of people who are living with dementia, both professional and some family and consulting. And so we have three different systems that are all working in different areas. And it's great to see how they've taken what we do, incorporated into what they do, and are finding reward in that. So that's the cool part. I'd say that's the new part for me, Greg, is how people are incorporating what we do into that.
In your spare time, maybe you could stop by Japan sometime, because their incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's are statistically lower than those of North America and many other countries. So it would also be nice to sort of try and get your head around that whole concept.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting. Japan has some of the longest lived and least impaired elders when it comes to cognitive shift. But if we look at them historically, that is true. But if we look at some of the younger groups who've been more westernized, have more Western habits, we're starting to see some subtle shifts that's concerning. I know it's concerning to many, because some of our bad habits of life seem to be rubbing off. And that's certainly been the case in our country when we do things. You know, it's just like, uh-oh, because the more American you eat, the more American you live, the more, you know, more you take advantage of, you know, short, quick, fast, get her done and move on, the more the risk of having dementia goes up.
Tipa, thank you very much. Our lifelong learner on her globe-trotting ways. When are you back in North Carolina?
I get back just in time for jury duty on July. on April 9th. Happy Easter, and let's go.
Tipa, thank you very much.
You've been
listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on today's topic or any other questions, visit tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.